As of July 10, Gibson's water users remain on Stage 1 restrictions, with the daily needs of municipal water clients met from Aquifer 560. Chief Administrative Officer Emmanuel Machado stated in an email that town decisions on water restrictions are made independently from those of the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD. The district transitioned areas adjacent town boundaries on its Chapman water system to Stage 2 on July 7. When asked about timing for increases to restrictions on water use in the town, he said, "We will rely on the advice of the Director of Infrastructure Services before considering any changes." Per the town's bylaw regulating water use, clients moved to Stage 1 outdoor water use rules on May 1, the same date as for SCRD water systems. While restrictions are consistent at the different stages in the two jurisdictions, fines are $100 lower in the town. Another difference in Gibson's rules allows system users with newly established lawns to apply to purchase permits to allow more frequent watering, something not included in the SCRD's rules. Deal on 2023 emergency supply pending updating of a partnership agreement for emergency water supply from the town to the SCRD remains under discussion, according to Machado. While agreement to provide water as set out in the 2022 arrangements remains in place, he indicated that new terms, to better reflect current realities, are being negotiated. Discussions are ongoing and no set date or amount of water that might be required to support 2023 needs has yet been determined, his email read. In 2022 and 2021, Gibson's augmented the SCRD's Chapman system with drinking water when that area was placed on Stage 4, severe water restrictions. According to its 2022 annual report, Gibson supplied water during September and October of that year at a rate of approximately 750 cubic meters per day. Between September 1 and 2021, the town supplied 5,850 cubic meters of water.